The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Shavua Tov, Manishma.
Ani Baseda Gamur, actually. Very, very, very well. Pretty jealous of all the reading I'm doing about Israel and how effective your vaccine has been in combating the pandemic, Rolien.
Yes, it has been. So even though you took a little bit of a jab at us last week and said, you know, you're not leading anymore, we certainly are leading in terms of an outstanding model for the world and in terms of the information, the research that is coming out of it, which is really, really extraordinary. And we could not be more proud. And it's working so effectively that we haven't had any more any deaths from anybody who has been reinfected with the virus and has received the vaccine. You know, it's not the cure, as the doctors and the scientists say, but it does help significantly reduce the transmission of the virus and how critical or how ill you get from the virus. So the numbers are starting to come out there. It is certainly starting to work. And very, very importantly, we're starting to see signs of life within the next couple of days with regards to lifting out of our lockdown. But also coupled with this is that the Ministry of Health has embarked on a very, very tough campaign against misinformation and against those who would spread lies about the vaccine.
Rolien, so, I mean, the talk of lifting of lockdown, that is exciting talk. Is that within touching distance?
It is within touching distance. So let's take a look at what we are expecting. We are expecting from at least Sunday, and this is a compromise that was reached after some very, very robust and intense discussion in the Knesset yesterday. We are expecting synagogues, albeit in very controlled numbers, and stores to open to everybody, including the non-vaccinated. However, gyms, malls, museums will only open to vaccinated people. And I'm quite excited because tomorrow I get my second jabby. So pretty excited about that. I will let you know how that goes tomorrow. And we will be given a green passport. It's actually quite interesting. It looks a little bit like a boarding pass for an airline. It's got it's in English and in Hebrew, gives your name, the date of vaccination, which vaccination you have, and it has a little barcode which hopefully lets you into places that you would want to go into. But also coupled with that, very, very exciting is news that yesterday Israel and Cyprus signed an agreement on a safe travel corridor. So we are looking to start opening up tourism between the two countries. We signed the same agreement with Greece last week so that vaccinated people can travel between the two countries. It is rumored that similar discussions are underway between Israel and Estonia and the United Kingdom. We really are looking to open that up. And I know that many of you out there are concerned about when you'll be able to visit Israel. You want to see your families. You want to see your friends. I can understand that. And from Saturday, we will be allowing in 2,000 travelers per day into the country. So slowly, slowly, le'at le'at, as we say here, we are opening up our economy. We are starting to open up tourism. But of course, we have to take into account that the infection rates are still high, although for the first time in months, our daily infection rate has been below the 1,000 mark, which is very, very positive indeed.
Rolien Marks, very exciting news. UAE ambassador going to arrive in Israel shortly. Just by the way, have you seen a picture of him?
I was just about to comment. Is it politically correct to comment on a What a looker.
So my suggestion to Israeli mothers is lock your daughters away, because this isn't an ambassador. This is a Versace model who is going to step off the plane. They're going to find all sorts of reasons to go and get stamps or forms filled. There's no question.
Well, let me just say, I'm sure there's something I need filled out at the at the embassy.
Yeah, no, I had a feeling you might come back with something like that.
I don't know where the embassy is yet.
You'll
but
find
I'm
it,
sure
I'm sure.
Some kind of.
Oh, that's really funny. All right, so
a rather dishy-looking ambassador. Okay, enough about that. He also has a name. He's also highly qualified. His name is Ambassador Muhammad Mahmoud Al-Kaja. So all we can say is thank you, Abraham.
don't make me laugh. We're doing a serious bit of news here.
This is very serious. This is very serious. But listen. You know, there has to be an upside to many things. A lot of discussion underway in Israel at the moment. Right now, the Israel's participation at IDEX is looking like it may not happen. This is because of travel restrictions. So listen, if I have to go and chat to the ambassador and say, you know, do us a solid here, Your Excellency, you know, I have to take one for the team. But also extraordinary news that I think is nothing short of a miracle is, and just for a minute, if you're listening to this right now, just for a minute, think when you would have ever heard this news, that there would be the establishment of a Bet Din Arabia. You heard me correctly. And this will look after Jewish communities in six Arab countries, which include Bahrain, which we know there's a community there. We know there's a community in the Emirates, but also includes, are you sitting down, Simon?
Mm-hmm.
Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Oman and Qatar. That is
really Kuwait and Qatar.
And what is really, really lovely is that the rabbi in charge is Beiruti born Eli Abadi. So it really is it's a Mizrahi really massive salute to the Jews of Arab countries.
Absolutely. I must say, if you told me 2 months ago you would be telling me this, I would have asked you what you've been smoking. Really interesting news coming out of the ICC.
Really interesting news coming out of the ICC that Fatou Bensouda, the chief prosecutor, she has come to the end of her 9-year tenure as head of the prosecution team, and that a new prosecutor has been elected. His name is Karim Khan. He's a British attorney. He comes from King's College. He's actually a criminal lawyer and human rights expert by profession, and he's very, very well known in these kind of circles for being the prosecutor and the leader of the UN's special team that investigated Islamic State crimes in Iraq. But what is interesting to note is that he could make the decision to not continue or to decide against an investigation into Israel for alleged human rights crimes. So this is going to be a very, very interesting one. I know that many countries are joining Israel in saying that, you know, this is an area that the ICC does not have jurisdiction over. We've seen countries like Australia, Canada, Hungary, Germany, Czech Republic, and various others. It's not to say that nobody supports the right of Palestinians to a two-state, but what we are saying is that in terms of legal jurisdiction, the ICC doesn't have any place to put forward this kind of investigation. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Fatou Bensouda, who initiated this, was quite controversial. She was known to be quite dogmatic in this approach. It'll be interesting to see if he takes a different approach.
And very interestingly, he is Israel's preferred candidate, is he not?
He is Israel's preferred candidate. You know, I know that there are many that will, you know, want to jump on issues where he's educated, the fact that, he's an expert in Islamic law. But the reality is that we're dealing with international criminal law, international humanitarian law, and it will be very interesting to see what he decides.
Ro, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I just want to let Austin Gibbs have the last word because he says, loving having Simon and Rolene on the radio, my best time of the day. And that's clearly a man with good taste because he knows what's good.
I'll be interested to hear his take on the ambassador from the Emirates. Just saying.
Go get your passport stamped, Rolene, with your jabby status now that you can move around. That was fabulous. I look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow.
We'll chat again tomorrow.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.